Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Today, a Beijing robot handmaker hunting a $6 billion valuation, SK Hynix vaulting past the 1,000 trillion won mark, and WeRide and Lenovo putting 200,000 self-driving vehicles on a 5-year roadmap. Let's start with the story everyone in robotics is talking about. A Beijing company called Linkerbot is in talks to raise fresh capital at a $6 billion valuation. That's double what they were worth just a week ago when they closed a Series B plus round at $3 billion. And here's the part you need to know. Linkerbot already controls more than 80% of the global market for high degree of freedom, robotic hands, the kind humanoids actually need to be useful. This isn't a company chasing household chores. They focus on the high value stuff. Hands that can thread a needle, turn screws, handle deformable parts on a factory line. They're scaling production from about 5,000 units a month to 10,000. And the cap table reads like a who's who of Chinese state-aligned capital. Ant Group, Hongshan, Bank of China Asset Management, the Zhongguancun Science Park Fund, Why It Matters for Asia. Whoever owns the hands owns the body in humanoid robotics. And a Beijing company has just locked up the supply layer the entire global industry is depending on. If you're in Japan, Korea, or Southeast Asia plotting humanoid factories, the most expensive component in your bill of materials is now anchored in China and tied to state-backed capital. That makes hedging difficult and reshapes how regional buyers should think about robotics roadmaps. Okay, story number two. SK Hynix had quite a Monday. Shares jumped almost 13% to a record high, and the chip maker crossed the 1,000 trillion won market cap mark for the first time. That makes it only the second Korean company ever after Samsung Electronics to clear that bar. The KOSPI closed at a record 6,937 points. Taiwan's market added more than 4.5%. TSMC was up 6.6%. And the broader MSCI Asia-Pacific Index wiped out all the losses it took during the Iran war. What lit the fuse was the latest US big tech earnings. Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta and Amazon between them signaled combined AI capex of more than $700 billion this year. That's up from around $600 billion just a few months ago. Asia's memory and foundry players are now the direct beneficiaries of every dollar US hyperscalers commit to AI infrastructure. Why it matters for Asia. The market is no longer pricing these companies as cyclical chip stocks. They're being treated as critical infrastructure. For enterprise buyers and cloud customers across the region, the read-through is tighter HBM and advanced node supply for at least another year. And rising leverage for Korea, Taiwan, and Japan in any negotiation around chips, packaging, and AI servers. If you've got an AI procurement plan for the second half, the supplier side has gotten a lot more confident this week. And our third story today, Chinese robo-taxi company WeRide and Lenovo used the Auto China 2026 show in Beijing to commit to deploying 200,000 autonomous vehicles globally over the next 5 years. Not just robo-taxis, autonomous minibuses, sanitation vehicles, the lot. The two companies are leaning on Lenovo's new HPC 3.0 compute platform, which they say cuts the autonomous driving suite cost by roughly 50% and lifecycle total cost of ownership by 84% compared to the previous generation. WeRide is already running consumer robo-taxi services in Singapore through a partnership with Grab. It's rolling out trials with ComfortDelGro across the city, and it's pushing into the Gulf and other parts of Southeast Asia. why it matters for Asia. This is the clearest signal yet that Chinese autonomous players are pivoting from domestic city pilots to scale exports, with Singapore and the Gulf as the launch markets, and Lenovo providing a much cheaper compute layer that lowers the cost of every fleet decision. For mobility operators, fleet financiers, and city governments across Asia, the calculus on when robotaxis become economically viable is being rewritten, and the Western incumbents are no longer the only credible vendor. And now, the AI in Asia view. Three stories, but really one signal underneath. The AI value chain is consolidating in Asia faster than the policy conversation can keep up. Linkerbot owning the global supply of dexterous robotic hands. SK Hynix and TSMC absorbing the bulk of US hyperscaler capex. WeRide and Lenovo turning Chinese autonomy stacks into an export product. The question for Asia-Pacific buyers is no longer whether the region matters in AI. It's whether you have a strategy for negotiating with suppliers who increasingly know they're indispensable. Boards across the region should be asking three things this week. Who owns the components in our AI roadmap? What happens to our cost base if Linkerbot, SK Hynix, or WeRide raise prices another 20%? And why are we adding optionality so we're not paying the full Asia premium when the bill arrives? That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Three stories down. Now go own the day.